Hi, friends. We greet you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My, what a wonderful day it is to be alive, whether it be day or evening or early morning or whatever time we reach your house or your place or wherever you are. I trust that things are well with you today. That is the mind of a Christian, that we desire people to prosper and be in good health. We believe this to be the mind of God, and it should be the mind of every Christian. How do we get things from God? Well, God owns everything. He said he owns the cattle upon the thousands of hills. The Bible is God speaking to us, and the way that we speak to God is through and by prayer. So the way that we receive things, and what is prayer? In Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Wherefore, all these things, whatsoever you would that men do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is the reading of God's word. And remember that God cannot lie. God's made promises in the Bible, and we know that God cannot go back on his promises. Sometimes we are not able to fulfill our promises that we make to our family and our friends, but God cannot go back on his promises. And today, he said, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help us in the time of need. And in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14, he said, for this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So today, if you want things from God, and you know that he hears you, then we can come boldly to his throne, and God is willing to hear us, and he's able to grant us that we ask. Said, if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, I'm glad today to recommend to you that this great God that we serve, that he has all power in heaven and in earth. And he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. He said, for everyone that asketh. Now, you know, it isn't our age. It isn't our education. It isn't the country that we live in. It has nothing to do with whether we were born in poverty or in riches. But he's rich unto all that will call upon him. Isn't that a wonderful consolation today, to know that God hears and answers prayer? And he said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, said, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him? And so today, if you want things from God, then let us go boldly and pray to him and look to him, because God wants to hear and God wants to answer our prayer. We find the apostles that followed Jesus. Remember that these men were with him most usually day and night for the 3 years that Christ manifested himself in his ministry. And in Luke chapter 11, verses 1, and it came to pass that as they were praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And so if you're asking today, if you're seeking and wanting to know how to pray, then God, he wants to teach us. If his disciples ask him, Lord, teach us to pray, they witnessed the many things that Jesus did. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He fed multitudes, and he performed many miracles. And still these men asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And nobody ever really learns to pray. As such, we have to come before God every day and ask for God's blessings and his supply our needs. Now, if we are to be blessed, we're to come to him. He said here, we're to pray, our Father which art in heaven. And you know there's only one Father. And we are to address nobody else and call them Father because we have one Father and He is in heaven. And Jesus, He went to the Garden of Gethsemane and He prayed, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. You see, Jesus prayed to the Father. Now, He being the Son, but yet the Bible said He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. And we don't always know God's plan for us each day, but we can go to God in prayer and ask Him to help us and lead us and direct us, and we address Him as our Heavenly Father. And He prayed, Hallowed be thy name, or blessed be thy name. We are to reverence and to sanctify God and let Him be the Lord of our life. Only two places do we find any reference that God is addressed by Hallowed be thy name. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9, and then in St. Luke 11 and 2. We resign before God that we love Him, we adore Him, we praise Him, and blessed be His name. And He, Father, taught, He said, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we're not to pray for our will, but we're to seek the will of the Father. You see, God has a will and a purpose for our life. He has a will and a purpose for our life every day. There's perhaps somebody God would like for you to talk to. Maybe there's a passage of Scripture that God reveals to you. Did you ever have this impression, maybe when you were working or when you were just thinking and a verse of Scripture came to your mind and you should have had an impression to go read this Scripture? Sometimes we have an impression to go pray and we put it off for later or maybe tomorrow, but that impression is not there. So whenever the Lord deals with us and when we feel a burden to pray, we should go pray then. So thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And of course, the kingdom of God is that sphere over which God rules. And we're to let Him to rule and reign, and we're to give Him our full allegiance. Let Him have full control of our life. And then we can pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, God, He taught us, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So we can go to God in prayer. We can ask Him for His will to be done. And then we are to pray for God's provision. I know, and God knows, that He knows what we have need of even before we ask Him, but still, He wants us to ask Him. We're to pray for our daily provisions. Give us day by day our daily bread. You know, God is able to supply our every need according to His riches and glory. And then we're to pray for pardon. He said, forgive us of our debts, our sins, as we forgive those that have sinned against us. Now, we must remember that if we are not willing to forgive our fellow man the debts that we are holding against them, neither will our Father forgive us of our debt, meaning that we are to forgive our fellow man. Many times we harbor things in our lives, and God wants us every day of our life to pray. One asked Him, said, Lord, should I forgive my brother that sins against me 7 times a day? He said, not only 7 times, but 70 times 7. So that's a multitude of times, even if our brother sins against us, that we should be willing to forgive our brother. God is a God of forgiveness. He does not hold anything against us. And so if we would just come to God, now prayer is the bowing of our soul before God. In Ephesians 3 and 14, he said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know that God can hear and answer prayer without you being on your knees, but that's an humble way to become because that shows humility. I believe that my Savior Jesus Christ, when He prayed to the Father, I believe that most usually He always bowed upon His knees and He prayed. That's an act of humility. So God loves an humble heart today. And we find that Hannah poured out her heart before God. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verses 15, you know, the priest had somewhat felt she may be drinking wine. that she appeared drunk because she was moving their lips, but she was making no verbal noise or sound. And Hannah answered and said, "Oh no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before God." You know, James says that we don't have our prayers answered simply because we don't pray any prayers. And then again he says we pray and receive not because we ask amiss. And so if we would just get down and before God in humility and pour out our soul before God, you know, the Lord said he would not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. In Psalms, the 62nd division, verses 8, he said, "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him." So today, if you'll just trust the Lord, and though things may look dim and gloomy around you, it seems that there's no possibility of God answering your prayer. But my dear friend, when things become very dim, even there was a man by the name of Elijah. He was a man of subject of like passion as we are, man just as we are. And he prayed, and it rained not for the space of 3.5 years. And he prayed, and God sent the rain. There was only a cloud about the size of a man's hand. And he prayed, and the Lord sent a great rain. So friend, today we're to pray expecting to receive something from God. In Psalms chapter 5, verses 3, he said, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, and in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up." So may we lift our face up to God in hope and faith and trust that he will hear. Psalm 27 and 8, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, I will seek." Today would you look to God with me in a word of prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we come to you today accepting the fact, God, that you're the Lord and beside thee there's none else. And we know, Lord, the needs of people around the world today are many. And God, you're able to supply our every need according to your riches and glory. I pray, Father, that you'd hear those that are listening to my voice just now. May they humble themselves and look to you in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you, friend, is our prayer today. If you'd send us your prayer request, at the conclusion of this program, you'll hear our address. If you'll send your request, make them known to us, we'd be glad to remember you in prayer.